Jindřich Szydło has been working as a journalist for 2 decades. It is safe to say that he has experienced most of the scandals, upheavals, and milestones in recent Czech history. After a 9-year stint at the weekly Respekt, where he says he learned his craft, he worked for a variety of dailies as well as the public broadcaster Czech TV. Currently, Szydło is a political analyst at the daily Hospodářské noviny. In this 2-part interview, we talked to him about what it is like to cover Czech politics for such a long time, if he ever gets tired of it, and what first spurred his interest in becoming a journalist.
I grew up in 70s and 80s, which was not the best time to decide to be a journalist, but first I started to think about it. It was like in 1986 or 7. When I read a magazine called Mladý svět, and I liked it very much, and I started to write my own pieces for myself in my notepad, reviews for concerts and records. And I told my mother that I wanted to study journalism, and she said that I was crazy at the time, but things at the age of the 80s helped me a lot. So I was 17 years old in 1989, and I graduated from high school in 1991, and I decided to study journalism, which was not the best decision of my life, but I'm happy that I've made the decision to become a journalist.
How did you experience as a young man, as a graduating teenager, the tumultuous events of the Velvet Revolution? Did that really start your interest for politics also?
No, I'm not sure that I can say that was the beginning of my interest for politics. But you are right, I was a teenager. I was 17 years old, and it was one of the most important and most fascinating experience of my life. We went to the strike at high school, and which is a funny thing. Every year at the anniversary of the revolution, Czech television used to broadcast old scenes from that time, and I usually get lots of text messages and emails from my friends, because my high school was the closest high school to Czech television, or Czechoslovak television at the time headquarters. So they came to our school and wanted to make an interview with students, and students, pupils from the school decided I was the right person to speak with them. So that was the beginning of my public career, as I can say, but I'm joking a little.
That's a good start, for sure. You worked then for the weekly Respekt for 9 years during the 1990s, which also saw a lot of interesting developments in Czech society and, you know, the transformation. How did you experience this period, and was it kind of a luxury or a journalist's paradise to get to report on these very interesting events?
I was 19 or almost 20 when I joined Respekt in 1992. And I felt that my dreams had fulfilled, because I admired Respekt from the very beginning. I was a regular reader of Respekt, and I admired people in this weekly, and guys like Ivan Lampe, Jaroslav Spurný, and guys like this. They were my child heroes. So I was very surprised and proud when I was offered a job in Respekt as a teenager, because before I worked in Český Deník Daily, which was such a revolver right-wing daily, forgotten today. And I started to learn journalism. I studied at the university, but my real university and my only university was 9 years in Respekt. And everything I learned in my journalistic life, I learned in Respekt. And since today, I am a friend of many people in Respekt, and I am very thankful to them, because they taught me everything. And sometimes it was very hard, because I was very young, and I just wasn't able to discuss and bring arguments, for example, to discussions with my editor Ivan Lampe. So sometimes I suffered a lot, but I am very thankful. And when I left Respekt in 2001, I realized how important this part of career was for me, and till today I use experiences and all things I learned in Respekt.
And you went from there to a daily Mladafront at NES. How did you experience the difference between working in a weekly, where you maybe have more time to do your research, and then working in a daily?
Sure, it was completely different job, but I knew a lot about the daily program or daily process in newspapers, because in the time I worked for Respekt, I also collaborated with Lidové Noviny as an editor. So I knew a little, not a lot, a little, but sure, I was surprised because I was made to speed up. And it was also very interesting for me because the first thing I covered for Mladafront Dnes was the aftermath of 9/11. I was in Mladafront for 2 weeks, and suddenly things happened, and they tried to find someone who knew New York, who had American visa at that time, and who was able to speak English a little. And I was the only one, and it was one of the most interesting moments of my career. I spent a week in New York at that time, and I still remember it.
And you have worked for a variety of media organizations, also for Czech TV. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could talk a bit about what the quality is of reporting in the Czech Republic, and where you think journalism still could be improved, or where there are some shortcomings.
I'm not sure that I'm the best critic of Czech journalism, but I've experienced a lot, so I remember a lot. And, you know, after 1989, it was a strange and, on one side, very interesting period, which cannot be repeated once again, that people at the age of 20 started to interview prime ministers and politicians, and people at the age of 25 became editors-in-chiefs. Well, today we are 20 years older, and editors-in-chiefs are 40 years old, and sometimes more. And I feel that my generation should be more responsible for the development of Czech journalism, for quality. The problem of Czech journalism, we have many problems. we cannot compare ourselves with British journalism, German journalism, American journalism. I spent a month in the Daily Times in London in 2005, and, well, it was like, you can't compare it. It's like to compare Bohemians Prague with Arsenal, you know. But we work in completely different conditions, but there are still rules and habits we should know. And I'm not sure that all Czech journalists just know what they are supposed to do. And the other thing is that Czech journalists are not used to criticize themselves, because the market is quite small, and probably you will meet each other once or more times during your career. So maybe I could say that I'm a little disappointed with the level of Czech journalism today. It seems to me that some years ago we were more accurate, or it was not so easy to spin up pieces we wrote. But maybe that's not true. That's just my idea. And I'm still waiting for another generation of journalists coming from the university, who will just change the situation and who will tell us, dinosaurs, get out. We know much better than you how to do good newspapers and good news. But I'm waiting for more than 10 years and nothing happens.
And there was actually one story that broke yesterday, that a boy who had claimed that he was brutally beaten up by Romanis had actually just injured himself. And of course, the media before this came to light had reported on the fact that he was brutally beaten up by Romanis. I would just be interested what you think is the role of Czech media in reporting about these tensions that are a big issue in this country between Romanis and white mainstream Czechs, if I can call them that. Where do you think does the media fail?
Well, I spent almost 10 years writing about the relationship between Romanis and Czechs, let's say. And at the time, during the 90s, Respekt were probably the only one who, with Mladafront, who wrote about the topics with another way a little. That we told people the situation was not so easy as they see from their everyday life. That all problems, which are serious, sure, very deep roots in the past. But I think that something has changed recently, that even media who behave, let's say, decently covering these topics just recognized that the best way how to chase readers is to share their prejudices, which is a big disappointment for me. And seriously, I don't understand how Pavel Schaffer, editor-in-chief of Blesk, which is the best-selling Czech daily, can sign articles and comments which are published in his daily and which are pure racistic. And even in the past, Czech tabloid didn't share or didn't have this policy, anti-Roma policy. Now something has changed, and the case you were talking about in Vyslav was not the only one. Just remember the case and the story, the false story, fake story about the Romani party, this guy from the never existing Roma party, who was told to steal all money from the members, which was completely fake. And even serious Czech media just brought this story and they didn't check facts. And why? What was the story about? About a party with supposed number of people, let's say 15? But the story was that they were Romas, and they just confirmed all prejudices of Czech society against Romas. And I think that it's really very dangerous, and that the responsibility of journalists and Czech media is not to add to worsening situation and relationship between Romas and white Czechs, if I can use this term.
That was Jindřich Šidlo, my guest in this new edition of One on One.